Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have
the Farinis on with us right in time. I love the idea of good morning. I love the idea of nurturing our marriage so that every day feels like Valentine's, because we do kind of make this day bigger than it needs to be.
Well, that's for sure. And I think that it shouldn't just be one day of the year. If we want to have a good marriage, we've got to work on that every day.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So a lot of times we hear about the importance of taking care of ourselves before we can take care of others. And I'm saying amen to that. But how does this play out in our marriage?
Well, I have a couple of things that I think are really important. And I do think it's important to take care of ourselves. And in light of what you were talking about earlier, and we have a situation where we're caring for someone full-time all the time, mm-hmm. we know that in our marriage, we have to take care of ourselves, we have to take care of each other, and we have to take care of a son who has special needs. And if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be really hard to meet the needs of your family. So a couple of things that I thought were really important, and that one of them is really spending time in prayer every day and being in God's Word. If we don't start with that, often I think it's going to be hard to do the other things that we think are important. And I think it's important to get enough rest and sleep, which often I would say we probably don't. When our son gets up 3 or 4 times a night, that's just not going to give us the sleep that we need. However, when you have opportunity or when you're able to give to each other and say, why don't you sleep for a while? Giving to each other in that way, but also making sure that you're getting that as well. And then just really enjoying a balanced life of things like hobbies that you enjoy, people that you enjoy, work and play situations, so that you're, sort of putting into your own life too. And then, of course, avoiding temptation and avoiding bitter thoughts when some of those things don't go the way that you thought they should.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of encouraging our spouse to take time off so that way they don't even have to feel guilty. I learned that the hard way early in marriage. Mm-hmm. What are other ways we can nurture our spouse?
Well, I would say in terms of nurturing the other person, I think we need to definitely spend time with them. You know, because you're married, sometimes it's one of those things where you're like, well, I'm with them all the time. You know, I don't need to spend time with them. But I think that has to be a priority. And I know as Joe and I invest in our marriage, it just becomes more fun. You know, when we travel together and we do things that are outside of the house box, you know, it makes it really fun. I also feel like it's really, really important that each other understands what our job outside of the home is. I know a lot of spouses who will say things like, or what women might say, you know, well, my husband's job title is this, but I don't really know what he does. Mm-hmm. Well, I suggest you find out, because there's people that he works with that know very well what he does at work. And we want to make sure that we're the ones who hear the challenges and the ups and downs of the work that he does. And then just really just to be sexually available to our spouse, to admire them, and to learn something new about them every day.
Right. Joe, what were ways you nurtured Cindy when you had younger children?
Sure. You know, one of the great things about marriage is that you don't have to go at life alone. Mm-hmm. And, getting healthy physically, mentally, and or spiritually, I mean, that's to be a team effort. And so, you know, one of the primary goals of marriage is to be pursuing oneness in our marriage relationship. And so that's one of the fun things and the great things about marriage is that we get to do this thing called life together.
Right.
And so, you know, specifically, I mean, one way that I can come along Cindy and nurture her and serve is to serve her. And one of the ways I can do that, and I have a list of things, and so I can spend the next 2 hours. You guys don't mind if I do that, do you?
Oh, no. Of course not.
No, okay. I mean, working off of some biblical principles here. I mean, I think of Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I mean, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I mean, one of the ways that a husband can come alongside of a wife is to just ask the question, you know, what is it that I can do to make your load lighter? And when I asked Cindy that question, I mean, she just basically said, just do those things that burden me. And so, you know, guys, what I would be doing, not just for Valentine's Day, but for every day, is just to, you know, ask your wife, what do you hate doing? And then just listen to her and then and follow through. I mean, you may be surprised what she tells you. And it may be, I have found this is, it's the simple things that we can best as a husband come alongside of our wife and serve her and nurture her.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we try to nurture our relationship so every day feels like Valentine's, do you see an importance to Valentine's and still keeping it special, like to a day?
Well, I think celebrations are always fun. I don't think in our society we celebrate enough. I feel like, you know, we wait for a birthday, we wait for an anniversary, we wait for Valentine's Day, but why not just celebrate other times as well and make every day special?
Yeah.
And I think we can do those, in a lot of ways. But you know what? You have to go outside of the box. You've got to start thinking, you know, what can we do? Maybe, you know, it's a walk in the park. Maybe it's out for a cup of coffee. I think sometimes we think it has to be something fancy and expensive.
Right.
And I don't think it does. In fact, I think for Joe and I, some of the most fun things that we've done are the things that just happen, while we're taking a walk, or the fun things that just happen while we're running through the airport trying to catch the flight that we have. It's those kinds of things that make marriage more fun, but we don't look for them, and often we don't celebrate them.
Right, right. Any final thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, individually and as a couple, I think at the top of my list of things that the best way that I can serve my wife is that I need to be a man of God. I need to be walking passionately after the Lord Jesus. And, you know, in our daily walks, moment by moment, we need to be surrendering our lives to God and being filled with His Spirit. And that is, I need to have allowed God to have complete access to every area of my life. And that's really, it's a non-negotiable as a Christian man, but especially as a Christian husband. And so I think that really is the cornerstone for a successful marriage, is to be surrendered to the control of God and to His will, and to manifest that fruit of the Spirit, not just in our own personal lives, but in our marriage as well.
Right.
So. Yeah, and I really feel too, yes, thank you. I really feel like there's a couple of things we need to encourage each other, submit to each other, serve, laugh together. Oh my gosh, laughing makes it so much fun. And that just, laughter lightens your spirit. It lightens your load. And I think it's important. And since we're winding this up here, I just would like to share that, especially in light of the conversation that you had at the beginning of the show this morning, Joe and I are going to be doing a marriage seminar. It's just going to be a very short one. The first Saturday in March, it's going to be at Hope Church in Brunswick. Free lunch, free seminar. Everybody that's participating, we're offering our services free. People are providing lunch. And the reason we want to do this is we want to encourage people who are caring for others to take a break, to get away from it, and to just really invest in their marriage. And that's what we hope to do on that day. And if people want information, they can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or if they want to email us directly, they can do that through our website, which is either joeferini.com or cindyferini.com. We'd love to get you the information. They do have limited seating, but I think there's a little bit of opportunity left for some couples, so we'd love to see them there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for such specific ways to invest in our marriage.
Thank you. Have a great day, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Thank you.